Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
I have actually had Gospel Truth seminars where I've had as many as 15 people in a row come to me and ask for prayer who have gone blind, who are deaf, who are in wheelchairs, and on and on and on because of botched operations, because of mixing medications and different things. Again, I've got doctors that are friends of mine. I'm not against doctors, but I'm saying they're just human. It is not God's answer to the problem. The Lord didn't teach us medical knowledge and stuff because if you have faith, there is nothing that a doctor can do that faith can't do better. We do not have to depend upon this world system to get our needs met. And I know some of you are bristling right now and saying, boy, I don't like this. Well, those disciples probably thought Jesus was unreasonable about, there's 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and you're wanting us to feed them and we don't have any money. They probably would have thought that that was unreasonable. But you know what? Of course, Jesus was reasonable. Jesus was saying the truth. Brothers and sisters, we have the ability to minister to people. Every one of you knows somebody who's struggling, who's hurting, who's dying. And if we would start recognizing who we are and what we've got, if every person here, there's about 1,000 people here tonight, if every person here was to get hold of this one truth that we don't have to be sending people to the doctors, to the psychiatrist, to the government, to welfare, that we can teach them the Word of God, we can take our power, we can meet the needs of people. If we would get hold of this, and if every one of you went out of here and started ministering to family members and people that you work with, and if you got hold of this truth and started living that, I guarantee you there would be a fire started right here that could go throughout the world. It could change the world if every single person here would take the power and the ability that God's placed on the inside of you and start using it to minister to people. One of the things we do with our Bible college students is make them go on a foreign missions trip. And we make them minister. We put them in front of people and make them do things that they don't want to do. I'm looking at Tom Decker right here, and Tom Decker didn't say two words to me the whole time he was in school. And then he went on a missions trip to Kenya, wasn't it? Was it Kenya? Kenya and Uganda. Wave at him, Tom. And he went over there and they forced him to get up in a church and speak. And I don't know what he spoke on, but the power of God fell. The pastor and every person in the church fell out under the power of God and were laying on the floor. And Tom didn't know what to do. Everybody was out, so he just left. And you know what? It started a fire under Tom. And he came back and he went over and ran our school in the UK for, 3 years? Tremendous blessing. And man, Tom and Leslie and Mary's coming to school this year. What a blessing. And you know what? It's changed their life. And he had it on the inside of him. But you know what? He didn't know he had it until he started hearing the Word of God and finding out who he is. The truth is, every one of you have the power and the anointing of God on the inside, and we don't have to go begging to other places to get our needs met. And all of the people that you work with and your friends and relatives, they don't need to go somewhere else. If you knew who you were and what you had, if you were to start using this, we would see the power of God in demonstration. That's what all of these Bible college directors, man, I'm seeing these people and giving testimonies. And I remember when you came to school. And I remember what you were like when you first came in. And you know what? You were the same in the spirit. The thing that's changed is your knowledge of who you are. And because of it, there are multiple testimonies of people raised from the dead and miracles happening and people being saved and awesome things happening. Brothers and sisters, every one of us have that in it. See, the Lord's been, this is some of the very first verses that God spoke to me. This little passage, they don't need to depart. You meet their need. Some of you look at me and think, well, all right, you do that. No, this is you. This is you. You're the answer. You're the answer to the family members that are dying of cancer. You have their answer. You're the answer to people who are struggling financially. And the answer isn't just going and giving money to people that are panhandling and begging. That's not going to change a person's life. You need to tell them the truth. You need to show them the truth about how they can start giving and trusting God and believing and setting their hand unto something. God will bless it. But you have those revelations and those truths on the inside of it. You're the one that can change this nation. I believe that Christians should be involved in politics. I don't think that we should just live in a monastery. But you know what? It's not politics that's going to change this world. It's the gospel. And when you start getting individuals' lives changed, and when they start doing unto others as they would have them to do unto them, then you're going to see this society change. And you'll see a lot of things happening. When they fall in love with God, that'll solve our social ills and all of these problems. And brothers and sisters, we are the salt and the light of the earth, and the body of Christ has not been getting out of the salt shaker. We haven't let the salt get out of us. We aren't sharing it with other people. We're intimidated. We become politically correct, afraid of what people have to say. Boy, this is powerful. I could preach on this all night, but I'm really wanting to move on. But this really, I read this just a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking, boy, this, you know, this is amazing. I am actually ministering to people and helping be the answer to people's problems, seeing people healed, delivered, set free, saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and I'm not sufficient for any of it in myself. But in Christ I am. And I remember 40 years ago when God was speaking these things to me, and He's still speaking it to me, because you know what? I've got some big things in front of me, and my first reaction is, God, I can't do it. But He says, you can do it. They don't need to depart. You don't need to let them go someplace else. You can do this. And I have to constantly minister this to myself. You need to recognize that Jesus was saying that you guys are sufficient. Don't send them anywhere else. You can be the salt and the light in your family, in your workplace, in your church. You can do it. You have that power on the inside of you. You just need to get your mind renewed and release that power. Amen. Ashley and Carly Terradez over here, you know, they're the ones with Hannah, the little girl that was healed in England. And Ashley and Carly now are at, was it Chicago that you prayed with the lady that had the multiple sclerosis? The woman with that drop foot. And, you know, here they were just, how many years ago has that been? 4 years that Hannah got healed? 4 years ago that Hannah got healed. They had just started hearing the word about 2 weeks. Got their daughter, who the doctor said had less than a week to live, totally healed. And today she's alive and well. And in 4 years' time, did you know that Ashley and Carly are now ministering to people? A woman in Chicago had multiple sclerosis and could get, she could stand and she could shuffle, but she could not walk on carpet. Hadn't walked on carpet in 10 years. And she was waiting in line for me to pray, and it was time for the service to start. She knew she wasn't going to get there, and she was just brokenhearted. And I forget if it was Melinda or Ashley and Carly, but anyway, somebody came up and said, would you like us to pray? And they prayed with her, and this woman was healed of multiple sclerosis, walked all around that place, climbed stairs, and was set free. And did you know that Ashley and Carly had that power in them 4 years ago when their daughter was dying, but they didn't know it. They didn't know how to release it, but they had it in there. And there's really no difference in them now and then in the spirit. It's all in what they know, how they've renewed their mind and how they're beginning to release it. But they had that power in them before. You have that power in. You've got raising from the dead power. You've seen people around you die that you could have raised. You've seen people around you suffering and all kinds of things. You have this power. You just need to find out who you are in Christ. I know some of you are looking in the mirror and thinking, no, it's not there. It is there, but it's not in the physical. It's in the spiritual. So see, these disciples, I'm sure that they just overdosed when He says they don't need to depart. You give them something to eat. So you know what they did? They checked what they had. They had 5 loaves and 2 fish. They robbed that from a little boy. They took his lunch and they said, all right, here it is. 5 loaves and 2 fish. So in verse 17, he says, and they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them hither to me. Boy, I could preach on this all night. Again, these are things that God has spoken into my life that have helped me. And I'm sharing these things with you. But the Lord has told me that, you know what, if I just take what I've got and just give it to him, God can take next to nothing and use it. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, it says, you see your calling, brethren, how that there aren't many mighty, not many noble, not many of the greater call, but God has chosen foolish things of the world and base things of the world and things that are despised and things that are nothing to bring to naught things that are, so that no flesh would glory in his presence. You know what? God doesn't pick the way men do. If we were picking, if we were wanting somebody to represent us, we would go through here tonight and we would see the people who are dressed the best, who present themselves the best, the people who have the best degrees, the people with all of the talents and the gifts and things. And those are the kinds of people that we want to choose and make them our representatives and our employees. It's like God was putting out a help wanted sign. And he says, if you're base, if you're nothing, if you're despised, apply within. Some people can't understand that, but it's because none of us in ourselves are worthy or sufficient to represent God. You know, in the religious realm, there are people who use their goodness and their talents to meet the needs of people, and to a degree that's good. But the Christian life is not just you taking what you have and blessing people to the degree you can. God tells us to go out and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. The same works that I did shall you do also. There isn't a person in here that has the ability to do that in yourself.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on 2 days in the life of Jesus. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM240C for CD or RM240D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to join me as a partner of our Gospel Truth ministry. You know, we are reaching the world not only through radio, but also television, DVDs, books, CDs, just every way that we possibly can. We have Bible schools scattered around the world. We are preaching the gospel literally around the world. Over 2.2 billion people can get our broadcast and our materials. And it just takes a lot of money to make all of that happen. So I'd like to invite you to join with me on a monthly basis as our partner. Our announcer is going to give you some information, and I encourage you to pray about it and then call or write today and become a partner with the Gospel Truth.